With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Vice President J.D. Vance guest hosting on Salem Radio Network's Charlie Kirk Show, live from the White House Monday. Setting politics aside, the vice president praised Charlie's commitment to being a wonderful family man.
Maybe the best way that I can contribute and the best way that I can honor my dear friend is to be the best husband that I can be, to be the kind of husband to my wife that he was to his. You know, we talked all the time about the most important thing you could do is not vote for a particular candidate. It was to become, if you were a young man, a husband and a father. He talked about the joy that came from fatherhood, the joy that came from raising a family.
And a memorial service honoring the life of Charlie Kirk will be coming up Sunday in Arizona. That service will be broadcast live on many of these same radio stations across the country. Several more states considering redrawing their congressional maps.
Texas, California, and Missouri may have led the way, but the battle over redistricting is far from over. At least seven states are considering new maps, likely to give either Republicans or Democrats better chances in the 2026 battle for the House. Republicans currently hold a 220 to 213 advantage, with two seats previously held by Democrats now vacant after their deaths and scheduled to be filled by special elections over the next several weeks. Bob Agner reporting.
President Trump announcing the deployment of National Guard troops to Memphis to help combat crime. Last month, he deployed National Guard troops, of course, to the nation's capital in a move that greatly reduced crime there. Federal Reserve is facing economic uncertainty and political pressure as it meets whether to cut interest rates or not. Investors expect the Fed to reduce its benchmark interest rate by a quarter point to about 4.1. This is SRN News. The pro-family billboards are coming down in Canada.
They say, let kids be, stop medical transitions for minors. And they were up in several locations in Ontario thanks to a pro-family group. But LGBT advocates were outraged and pressured local politicians to pressure the billboard company, and now all the signs are coming down. Even so, there is a growing backlash in Canada against sex change operations and puberty-blocking drugs for children who want to live as the opposite sex. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In Maine, a principals group fighting a subpoena from the Department of Justice that seeks the names of all students playing sports in the state as the DOJ attempts to ban boys from competing against girls. President Trump's administration sued Maine in April for not complying with an executive order barring transgender athletes from sports. The full scope of that subpoena isn't public because a judge has sealed it. This is SRN News. McDonald's announcing a major investment in farming practices.
The Chicago burger giant says the investment was its largest to date in support of regenerative agriculture in the U.S. The company has also funded regenerative projects on potato farms in Canada and Europe. Regenerative techniques aim to conserve water, enhance soil health, and reduce the need for synthetic chemicals and fertilizers. Other big companies, including General Mills, Nestle, Walmart, and PepsiCo, have also been investing in regenerative farming projects in recent years. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump wants to do away with quarterly earnings reports. The president says security regulators should stop requiring companies to issue financial reports every 3 months and instead switch to 6 months. Securities and Exchange Commission required publicly traded companies to report on a quarterly basis since 1970. More details at srnnews.com.